Have you ever had to drive in the fog? You know, one of those dense fogs where you had to drive way below the posted speed limit, or you stood a good chance of crashing into something? I've had to do that on a number of occasions, and I can tell you it can get pretty nerve-wracking, especially if I was in a hurry to get to where I was going. I remember a particular time when I was driving on a road that I had never driven on before, and the twists and turns seemed to come out of nowhere. If not for my pressing engagement, I would have waited for the fog to lift on its own. Many times in my life, I have had to walk into situations where the path in front of me seemed to be covered in a dense fog. It would be frustrating to me, and I would ignore the fog and end up stubbing my toe with something I would say or do. It was hard for me to take things slow. But eventually, over time, I learned a different way. In the book of Psalms, chapter 119, verse 105, it states that God's word can be like a lamp for my feet and a light for my path. His word can illuminate obstacles that need my attention and light up pitfalls that I would most likely fall into. His word is the main vehicle by which he speaks to me. If while reading his word I come to a portion that is confusing to me, I can readily ask him, the author, to give me light on the meaning. I just want to encourage you to take time, to make time, to get in and digest God's word. You may find that the fog you've been stumbling around in suddenly is lifted.